before we do anything, I ask for a few moments of silence for our past deceased, Mr. Singh. Thank you. I'll ask for a motion for approval of previous minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Do we have anyone for public comment today? No. Here's the purchase orders. I'll pass that around, and I'll turn it over to you, Director.
Okay, thank you. Under purchases this morning, first one is with the health departments for the Illinois Tobacco Series youth-led video. Tony, would you mind explaining what this is?
Sure. This is actually part of an objective out of a grant. So this is the purchase request is for $10,000, and it's all out of the Tobacco Free Communities Grant. The Madison County Youth Board over the last year or so have developed scripts to do a youth-friendly animated campaign against tobacco use. So they've written four scripts. We have pushed the streets and found a production company, a production company that's willing to produce the scripts and get the animation done, et cetera. So this is that step of it. It's we've got a very good deal, if you will, for that. And it's really an impressive script. Four different scripts that will be targeted across Madison County and, of course, shared with the state of Illinois for tobacco campaigning or campaigning against smokeless tobacco and tobacco within schools.
There's no questions. Moving on, the next one is with the Planning and Development Department. It's the second installment for a contribution to the Heartlands Conservancy for the Mississippian Culture Initiative. Matt, would you mind explaining again? I think this came last year, but what this project is.
We set aside a total of $10,000 for Heartland Conservancy to raise the designation of Cokie and Lewis to a national monument. They've been working on it for the past 2 years. We gave them $5,000 last year, and this year will be another $5,000. They continue to work on it. They've received support from all levels of government and all of our local elected officials, and they'll continue that work.
Moving on, the Safety and Risk Management Department has a purchase for new monitors for their staff. There's some questions, and that's here. Special Sewer District has two pumps for lift stations that are asking approval for. If there's any questions, we actually have Fritz here this morning, the General Supervisor Foreman there. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer them. That's quick. The State's Attorney's Office has a new copy machine. Any questions? Then also with the State's Attorney's Office, last month we received approval for equipment for equipping their three cars involved with the drug enforcement program. We listed three rugged laptops, but we only had a price for two. So this is a revision to last month's approval with the total amount, not just the previous amount. If there's any questions, we can try to clarify further.
Do we, how many cars? That's three cars, huh?
Three, correct.
Three cars and the three laptops and the three docking stations.
I mean, aren't these in the cars?
No, they did not come.
Oh.
The cars, no.
Okay. So this has nothing to do with the cars?
No, this is just to put the docking stations actually in the cars, and then they have the special rugged laptops.
Okay.
Those are all the purchases this morning.
Any other questions?
Have we made any drug stops yet that we got?
I think there have been any. I know they've been
that
out
we got
on the
money?
Streets. No, that takes a little bit long. I know they've been out on the streets, though.
Okay. That was the idea of the thing, right?
We figured we're going to catch them up in Hamel.
Hey, do it.
Can we have
Hamel can get part of the bus.
A motion to approve purchase.
So moved. I'll take a second.
Go ahead. Tracy.
Aye.
Bill.
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye.
Your resolutions, we only have three, and they're all with the Employment and Training Department, and I'm going to have Dave Steckham explain these to you.
We went on a bid for our youth service providers, and we had respondents. I don't know if you want to pass those out.
I did.
Okay. They're rated by a rating group, and then they go through the youth council as well. We have one program in Bond County, and we have two programs in Madison County. The Bond County program, the Amerist Goodwill, was the only one who actually applied over there. They're the current vendor. They also applied to provide the same services here in Madison County, and they were the highest rated. And then the Madison School District provides services for our in-school program. And the three resolutions are to approve those. The amounts are $56,370.50 in Bond County, $53,669.50 in Madison County, and the in-school program at Madison High School, $40,156.36. We're asking for your approval to negotiate and put those contracts into effect, and that will start on July 1st.
Any questions? I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Kayla?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
I vote aye. Okay. Do you have anything else?
That's all.
I'm going to tell Rick.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We have one refund. It's in the amount of $75 payable to an individual for an overpayment of a permit fee, and I move for your approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, moving forward, we have two immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is subsequent to the adoption of the budget, we received a grant in the amount of $8,260. It's entitled an Illinois Violence Prevention Authority Arrest Grant. The purpose of it is increasing awareness of family and interpersonal violence and establishing and implementing a plan for training. It's a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on that. You want to bring them both in, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Second grant. The Madison County Child Advocacy Center received a grant from the Children's Advocacy Centers of Illinois, and the purpose of this is providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the Child Advocacy Center. It also is a no-match grant. I move for your approval of both these immediate emergency appropriations.
So we have a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Aye.
Bill. Yes.
Yes. Bill, aye.
And we also have, Mr. Chairman, a summary report of claims and transfers for May. I submit that for your approval. And I want to announce that Sheffield & Company has completed the audit. It's available online, and it also is available in our office. Next month, the outside auditors will be coming in to for their annual presentation. And that's all I have today, Mr. Chairman.
You need a motion?
To approve as presented.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Safety and risk.
I don't have anything for you this month, but as a preview to next month, I will have our liability, property, and earthquake package for your consideration approval. So that'll be next month.
Why don't you do this more often?
Yeah, I do, and then they ask me what I'm doing.
Did anyone else have anyone bring up at this time?
This was too easy. It's freaking me out. I'm a little jittery now.
Good.
Oh, man.
Let's get
to adjourn.
You know how it runs real smooth and Jack's not here.
Yeah.
Can you be gone next month?